Blog Talk Radio.
Healer that makes all things new. But sometimes you just got to tell that other one that tries to take the place of Christ, not today, Satan. We got to have a not today, Satan in our spirit, because when he tries to stumble, make you stumble, he tries to make you fall, he tries to make you doubt God, woo, you got to say not today, Satan. Jesus had to tell Peter, get behind me, Satan. Because he was talking foolish. But we got to understand that God is in charge of everything. God is in charge of everything. Not today, Satan. God is in charge. Hallelujah. We got to have that in our spirit. Woo, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God in charge. Woo, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Stay with me, hallelujah. God the Father is in charge. Woo, hallelujah. God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. Ooh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You got to say, not today, Satan. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is in charge. Hallelujah. We thank God for being in charge of our life today. We thank God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit for loving us today. But you got to tell that nasty devil, not today, Satan, because he's going to come at you. He always comes at you when there's a move of God. He always comes at you when life is going a little difficult, when your bills are due. He comes at you when you're expecting X dollars in your paycheck and it's less. But he comes at you because he thinks he can. But you got to put that hand up, you know, that stop hand. That hand that keeps folks out of your personal space. You got to put that hand up and say, ah, not today. Not today. Not today. Not today. I know who my daddy is. My father is God the Father. My father is God the Son. My father is God the Holy Ghost. And he is in charge. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, today. For your word, God. Thank you for your word today, Lord. Father God in heaven, we come to you today lifting up the name of Jesus. And as my Bible study this morning says, as for me and my house, we will have that Joshua 24:15 words. We are choosing today who we will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace, for your mercy, for your goodness, for your kindness. Father God, I lift up this word to you this morning, trusting and believing, Lord, that you will permeate hearts, minds, and spirits, that this word will touch hearts, that this word will change lives, that this word will bring about salvation for someone who is in need of a word from you today. Father God, I ask you to increase I decrease. And as every day, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart, Father God, be acceptable in your holy divine sight for you, Lord God, are my strength. And I say it again, you, Father God, are my strength. You, Father God, are my strength and my salvation. You, Father God, hallelujah, I ask to increase as I decrease. For you, Lord, again, are my strength and my redeemer. And Father, I cannot do this without you. I need you to take control, Father. Speak through me today. Again, Lord God, in the name of the matchless, merciful, great and mighty Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, I lift up this word, asking for discernment, asking for wisdom on what to speak and how to say it, asking you, Father God, to guide me and lead me. Let your light shine upon this word. As I speak it, let someone be saved. Again, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, my Savior. Amen. Giving honor to the Most High God is the source of my strength and the strength of my salvation. Hallelujah. God gives us everything we need, even when we think we're at the last. Even when we think we can't go on, even when we think life is hard and I'm not going to be able to do this, God said, yes, you will. Yes, you will. Hallelujah. Yes, you will. And all I can say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy and your goodness and your kindness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo, hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Lord. God will give you favor when you least expect it. Just all you have to say is, yes, he will. Yes, he will. Thanking God today for a yes, he will in my heart, in my soul, in my mind, and in my spirit. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Genesis 49. And Jacob called the sons and said, gather together, that I may tell you what shall befall you in the last days. Gather together and hear, you sons of Jacob, and listen to Israel, your father. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, you shall not excel, because you went up to your father's bed. Come on now. Then you defiled it. He went up to my couch. Ooh. But he said, unstable as water, you shall not excel. Wow. Because you went up to your father's bed, then you defiled it. He went up to my couch. He's still in anchor. He's like, I can't believe this child of mine slept with my concubine, slept with his brother's mother. Come on now. Really? Please. Please. Come on. No, you didn't. No, you did not. So let me just tell you something. That you are unstable as water. Come on. Let's keep it going. Simeon and Levi, our brothers, instruments of cruelty, are in their dwelling place. Let not my soul enter their council. Let not my honor be united to their assembly. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they hamstrung an ox. Cursed be their anger, for it is fierce, and their wrath, for it is cruel. I will divide them in Jacob, and scatter them in Israel. Judah, you are he whom your brothers shall praise. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's children shall bow down before you. Judah is a lion's whelp. For the prey, my son, you have gone up. He bows down. He lies down as a lion. And as a lion, who shall rouse him? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh comes. And to him shall be the obedience of the people, binding his donkey to the vine and his donkey's coat to the choice vine. And we know that's Jesus. Hallelujah. He washed his garments in wine and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes are darker than wine and his teeth whiter than milk. Hallelujah. Zebulun shall dwell by the haven of the sea. He shall become a haven for ships. And his border shall adjoin Sidon. Issachar is a strong donkey, lying down between two burdens. He saw the rest was good, and that the land was pleasant. He bowed his shoulders to bear a burden, and became a band of slaves. Ooh. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the ways, a viper by the path, that bites the horse's heel so that its rider shall fall backwards. I have waited for your salvation, O Lord. Gad, a troop shall tromp upon him, but he shall triumph at last. Bread from Asher shall be rich, and he shall yield royal deities. Naphtali is a deer let loose. He uses beautiful words. Joseph is a fruitful burrow. A fruitful brawl by a well. His branches run over the wall. The archers have bitterly grieved him, shot at him and hated him. But his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. For there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel, by the God of your father who will help you. And by the Almighty who will bless you with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, blessings of the breast and of the womb. The blessings of your father have excelled the blessings of my ancestors up to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers. Benjamin is a ravenous wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is what their father spoke to them. And he blessed them. He blessed each one according to his own blessing. Then he charged them and said to them, I am to be gathered. To my people, bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham brought with the field of Ephron the Hittite, as a possession for the burial place. There they buried Abraham and Sarah, his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah, his wife. And there I buried Leah. The field and the cave that is there was purchased from the sons of Heth. And when Jacob had finished commanding his sons, he drew his feet up into the bed and breathed his last and was gathered to his people. Then Joseph fell on his father's face and wept over him and kissed him. And Joseph commanded his servants, the physicians, to embalm his father. So the physicians embalmed Israel. 40 days were required for him, for such are the days required for those who are embalmed. And the Egyptians mourned for him 70 days. Now when the days of his mourning were past, Joseph spoke to the household of Pharaoh, saying, if now I have found favor in your eyes, please speak to the hearing of Pharaoh, saying, my father made me swear, saying, behold, I am dying. in my grave, which I dug for myself in the land of Canaan. There you shall bury me. Now, therefore, please let me go up and bury my father, and I will come back. And Pharaoh said, go up and bury your father, and he made you swear. So Joseph went up to bury his father, and with him went up all the servants of Pharaoh, the elders of his house, and all the elders of the land of Egypt, as well as all the house of Joseph, his brothers, and his father's house. Only their little ones, their flocks, and their herds, they left in the land of Goshen. And there went up with them both chariots and horsemen, and it was a very great gathering. Then they came to the threshing floor of Ephrath, which is beyond the Jordan, and they mourned there with a great and very solemn lamentation. He observed 7 days of mourning for his father. And when the inhabitants of the land of the Canaanites saw the mourning at the threshing floor of Ephrath, they said, this is a deep mourning of the Egyptians. Therefore, his name was called Abel-Mezaram, which is beyond the Jordan. So his sons did for him just as he had commanded them. For his sons carried him to the land of Canaan and buried him in the cave of the field of the Machpelah before Mamre, which Abraham brought with the field from Ephraim the Hittite as property for a burial place. And after he had buried his father, Joseph returned to Egypt, he and his brothers and all who went up with him to bury his father. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, perhaps Joseph will hate us and may actually repay us for the evil which we did to him. So they sent messengers to Joseph, saying, before your father died, he commanded, saying, thus you shall say to Joseph, I beg you, please forgive the trespass of your brothers and their sin, for they did evil to you. Now please forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of your father. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also went and fell down before his face. And they said, behold, we are your servants. Joseph said to them, do not be afraid, for I am in the place of God. But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order, come on now, to bring it about as it is this day to save many people's lives. Now, therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. So Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's household. And Joseph lived 110 years. Joseph saw Ephraim's children to the third generation. The children of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were also brought up on Joseph's knees. And Joseph said to his brethren, I am dying, but God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land to the land of which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Then Joseph took an oath from the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. What an awesome word. But I love this word, and we got to understand it. But as for you, you meant evil against me. But God, can y'all say that with me? But God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day to save many people's lives. Many people alive. God did it. And when the enemy tries to come at you, what he means for evil, God means change it for our good. Hallelujah. Just put your hands up and say, not today, not today. My Father God, hallelujah. My Father God, the Son, my Father God, the Holy Spirit is in charge of everything. Everything. God is in charge of it. God is the creator of everything. Yeah, he's even the creator of the sneaky snake. And all the sneaky snakes out there, God created them too. But today is not the day. Not today. Don't let him get in your spirit. to make you think that you can't. Don't let them get in your spirit to make you think that you're going to seek revenge against those that hurt you. You got to say, not today. I know how to forgive, and I forgive. I know that God can take what looks real bad and make it into something good. I'm trusting in the Lord today. Hallelujah. Today, I will trust in the Lord until I die. Hallelujah. I'm grateful that God has given me another week of life. I'm grateful that he gave me another day, another minute, another hour. Hallelujah. We got to stand firm that we are sons and daughters of God. And you got to tell that sneaky snake, not today. Not today. Not today will you get on my last nerve. Not today will you make me feel bad about myself. Not today will you make me hate my brothers or my sisters. Not today. What the enemy means for evil, God will turn it around for your good. Keep trusting in the Lord today. Psalms chapter 14, verses 1 through 7. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. And we've heard, you know, you've seen Ron Reagan Jr.'s a little public service thing where he says that he's not afraid to go to hell. Come on. His little atheist message. Well, you know what? You better be. You better be. You better be. Because there is a God. God the Father. There is God the Son. And there is God the Holy Spirit. And believe me, he is coming here. And he will judge you. And if you're not afraid to burn in hell, then so be it. But when the time comes, don't stand before God and say, I changed my mind. It's a little too late. He's going to spew you out and say, I don't know you with your lukewarm self. All in public talking about how you don't trust, you don't need, there's no such thing. Okay. That you're not afraid to burn in hell. Okay. God heard you. You sealed your own fate. Talking that trash. Because there is a God. And believe me, one day you will meet him. You will meet him. You will stand before him. And you will go to that lake of fire that you're not afraid of to burn. You and so many others who think that you know more than God. Yeah, just keep it up. But we who know the Lord, just say not today. Not today, because I'm going to trust in the Lord, because my daddy is in charge. Thank you very much. My daddy is in charge. Your daddy might have been in charge of this nation at one time, but my daddy is in charge of everything. Come on now. The Lord looks down, Psalm chapter 14, verse number 2. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call on the Lord? There they are in great fear. For God is with the generation of the righteous. Thank you, Lord. You shame the counsel of the poor, but the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord brings forth the captivity of his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this song word. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through 24, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are the life of those who find them and help to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Hallelujah. We got to tell our children, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. That's a testimony. We all need to be speaking this over our babies and telling them, put away from you a deceitful mouth. Don't be lying. Don't blaspheme. Don't honor your father and your mother so you will have a long life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth and put perverse lips far from you. Don't get caught up in what he said, she said, they said, woo-woo said. You got to stand firm on the word of what did the Lord say. That's what we stand on. We stand on the word of God, not on what he said, she said, they said. Because all that is a whole bunch of foolishness that comes from the devil. And you got to stop and say, not today. Not today. If you got to put that finger up, that index finger on your right hand that you sometimes got to use to say, not today. Not today, Satan. Not today. You're not going to get on in my feelings. You're not going to make me feel that God can't do miracles. You're not going to do that. Not today. We got to start speaking up in the morning. Not today. When somebody tries to make you have a bad day. Not today. When somebody gives you a bad report. Not today. We got to start trusting and knowing who is in charge. And it is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. That's in charge of everything. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth, as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. We got to know who we praying to. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallelujah. Not the name of some politician, not the name of a pastor, not the name of a friend, not the name of your mother, not the name of your father, but the name of the Father, in the name of the Father. Hallelujah. And our Father is Yah. Our Father is Jehovah. Our Father is the great I Am. And there is none like him. Hallelujah. Thanking God for this word this morning. Matthew chapter 16. And it says, then the Pharisees and the Sadducees came and testing him, asked that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said to them, when it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red. And threatening, hypocrites. You know how to discern the sky, the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. Come on now. A wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign shall be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. And he left them and departed. Hallelujah. Like, I ain't got time for your foolishness. Not today. Jesus had a not today moment with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Not today, Satan. Jesus like, really? Not today. Not today. And he left them and departed. He's like, I ain't got time for this foolishness this morning. I ain't got time for that. I got work to do for the Lord. Not today. And it says, now when his disciples had come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. And Jesus said to them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Got to be careful, family, of false doctrine, of denominators and denominations. Because what is a denominator? A divider. Denominations divide us up. Divided into this, oh, I'm a Methodist. Girl, you know, I'm an AME. I'm a CME. Oh, no. I'm a United Methodist. Oh, no, uh-uh, no, 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 no. I'm a Baptist, girl. You know we Baptists. We got it going on. Uh-uh, girl, I'm Church of God in Christ. Girl, uh-uh, I'm Church of the Living God. Temple of the Truth, come on. No, uh-uh, I'm Hebrew Israelite. You did? Y'all don't know what you're doing. I'm sorry. I'm Catholic. Nope, No. I'm an Episcopalian. I'm a Presbyterian. I'm this and I'm that. Oh, wait a minute. I'm apostolic. Y'all don't know what y'all doing. No, I'm forced to grace gospel. I'm Assembly of God. No, I ain't got time for all of that. I'm Christian Science. I'm Scientology. I practice Kabbalah. No. And what is all that doing? All those different doctrines, all those different things is dividing us up when all can be just one. I am a believer. I believe in Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, who died on Calvary's cross for my sins. And by his stripes, I am healed. By his stripes, I am saved. By his blood, I am made whole. There's only one God, one body, one faith, and that is that we are sons of God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. But all these denominations and all this stuff is leaven. That's all. And Jesus said, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, whole bunch of doctrine, doctor this and evangelist that and reverend, not no evangelist I love God, but you got reverends of this and I got this degree and that degree and I got this number and name and all this junk. When all that matters is, are you doing the job that God called you to do? Are you preaching the gospel? Are you feeding his sheep? Are you bringing lost souls to Christ? Are you establishing churches? Are you preaching the gospel? Are you doing those fivefold that we love to talk about? Are you walking in them? Are you just giving lip service? Are you full of leaven, dividing up? Well, you know, I can't be that non-denominational stuff. You know, them folks, you know, I'm a Baptist. No, I'm a Methodist. No, I'm Catholic. No, you know, no, I'm foundational. I'm Hebrew Israelite. I don't have time for all that other stuff. It's all me. That non-denominational thing. No, nope. I'm Jewish. Yep, no. Judaism is a religion. It is not a people. We need to understand that. The people are Hebrew, are Israelites. They are sons and daughters of these 12 tribes we just talked about. It is a people, not a religion. We guys put ourselves in all these different coverings when God is looking for the inside, not the outside. Oh, no, we don't have those people in our church. Excuse me. Aren't we all children of God? Aren't we all made in his image? We cannot get caught up in the Pharisees and the Sadducees in our hearts and mind and spirits, so learned, so heavenly minded with no earthly good. And as Jesus continued in this word, it says, and they responded among themselves, saying, it is because we have taken no bread. Totally over the head. And they have been with him, left everything for him, and seen all kinds of miracles, all signs and all wonders, and it whoosh right over their heads. what he was telling them. Don't get caught up in doctrine. Get caught up in me. But Jesus said, being aware of it, and said to them, oh, you of little faith, why do you reason amongst yourselves because you have brought no bread? Do you not yet understand or remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up? Nor the 7 loaves and the 4,000 and how many large baskets you took up? How is it you do not understand that I did not speak of you concerning bread? But to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Then they understood that he did not tell them to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. We got to be careful of a whole bunch of doctrine and not salvation. Our job when we go to work is for folks to be saved, that we take Jesus wherever we go, that we take his light wherever we go. That is not just something you talk about, but how you live your life. You take him wherever you go. You help where you can. You do what you can. And you love the Lord and let folks see him in you. How are you going to act like you love Jesus and you're always frowning, talking about everybody, saying things that you know in your heart are wrong, but yet you say, I love Jesus. But then, but you know, Sister Susie, girl, look at her in that too short skirt trying to usher. Look at her, girl. You know she was down at Boo Boo Nim's house last night. Well, you know what? I'm going to stand on the doctrine that came down from generations ago. Girl, I am who I am, and can't nobody take me out of my doctrine and out of my church, because I don't care about them non-denominational. I'm non-denominational. Well, I am, and I'm proud of it, because I've been in denominations. I've been under doctrine. I've been where you stand up, you sit down based on what's in a book, that everything, the whole service is in a book, and you leave no room for the Savior. You leave no room for the Holy Spirit to come in. You leave no room for praises to go up. You leave no room for God to come in and take a seat, because it's so filled up with, we're not going to be here longer than an hour, so we're going to do everything we need to do. One song, one prayer, I'm going to preach the word, and we're going home. Oh, and don't forget the 3-4 offerings that we got to have in between that hour. You got to have the missionary offering. You got to have, you got to have the tithing offering and the missionary offering. Then we got to have the building fund offering. Then we got to have the offering for the children's ministry. And then we got to have the offering for the pews. And then we got to have the offering for, you know, Bishop such and such and Doctor such and such, and we got to have the offering for the presiding elder, and we got to have the offering for everything and everybody but God. But you're still going to be out in an hour. We're going to have that drive-by service. I got my 20-minute message, and we all good. Y'all gone. Because, you know, we don't want to keep folks all day in the house of God. We don't want to do that. We want folks to get out. Then you got the other doctrine that you can't have worship God unless you've been in church for 5 or 6 hours. And that's just the morning service. That's not including Sunday school. You done been there for 5 or 6 hours. Because the pastor said shout, everybody shouting. The pastor said fall out, everybody fall out. The pastor said give me $100, and everybody digging in, getting their rent money to pay that $100 to the pastor, because he needs a new plane. He needs a new train. He needs a new automobile. But your children are hungry, and the church is not giving you anything, no food, no shelter, no nothing, but expect you to give everything. God is watching that. Jesus is talking to us today. Beware of doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. We are children of God. I am so grateful where God sent me. Both of the churches, when they called me back I'm grateful. I am so grateful to my pastor that she doesn't just talk the talk, she walks the walk. She don't just talk the talk, she walks the walk. And she has not drank the Kool-Aid. She feeds the poor. She prays over the sick. She would get up out of her bed and go feed a family. She takes people to church. She will take you grocery shopping if you need it. And if you don't have the money, she'll feed you from the pantry of the church. She'll make sure that nobody goes hungry and nobody is cold. She will always make a way. And if comes to shove, she will open her home for you to have a place to lay your head. That's God's people. I'm grateful. I am so grateful that I see it in my shepherd, that God, the woman of how you're supposed to act, godly man who will come and check to see what he can do to make sure that you got heat in your house, to make sure that your lumber is where it's supposed to be, and who is about to retire from that work, but we're still going to be working for God. We all are workers for God. Don't let the devil get in your spirit. You got to have a get behind me. And you're going to understand as we continue. Because Jesus is getting ready to ask some questions. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, and the, say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they said, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against you, or against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he commanded his disciples that they should tell no one that he was Jesus the Christ. From that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it for you, Lord, this shall not happen to you." That's a false prophetic word, y'all. But then what did Jesus say? But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of man." That's when you got to say, "Not today, Satan. Not today." That's your lament when he tries to make you stumble. "Oh, you know you don't feel like going to church today." Yeah, you don't need to go to that meeting. You don't need to go to church. You're in church every day, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You need to take a day off. You don't need to go today. You don't need to go to choir rehearsal. You don't need to go to prayer. You don't need to go to all. You just need to take a day off. Not today. Not today. You got to get that in your spirit. Not today. Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan," but we say, "Not today. Not today. You are not taking me off my square. I'm doing what I got to do for God, and you got to start speaking it. You got to start saying, you're not stopping me from doing what I got to do today. Not today. Not today. Not today." And then Jesus goes on to say, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Hallelujah. For what profit is it a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. Assuredly, I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Hallelujah. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Hallelujah. Before we get out of here this morning, we got a few life lessons to go over, and then it's a wrap. In Genesis chapter 49:10, it says, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet. Israel foresaw that Messiah, Jesus, would come through the line of Judah, and that he would be both the king and the judge of the whole earth. Hallelujah. Genesis 50:20, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. Sometimes God allows us to go through difficult times when as a result of the wicked actions of others. Yet whatever we have to endure, no matter how unfair or unjust, we can be sure that God will use it for our good. Hallelujah. Thank God for even the bad things in your life, because he's going to use them for your good. Thank God for your struggles, because he's going to use them for your good. Thank God for the adversity, for he's going to use it for your good. And this is what Dr. Stanley says in this life, answers to life questions. Does God bring us adversity? The life story of Joseph clearly illustrates that God sometimes grants permission for adversity to enter our lives, so that he might accomplish an ultimate good. Jacob didn't try to hide his lopsided love for Joseph, his son, by his favorite wife, Rachel. So when Joseph shared two dreams with his brothers, dreams in which Joseph took center stage and his brothers bowed low to serve him, they started looking for a way to destroy him. One day, Joseph's brothers secretly sold him into slavery. Eventually, he wound up as the slave of Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh. Joseph quickly rose to prominence in his new position. But when Pharaoh's wife falsely accused Joseph of rape, the beleaguered young man got tossed into prison. Even there, he rose to position of leadership. When he correctly interpreted the dream of a royal servant, Joseph hoped that his fortunes were about to be changed. But the man promptly forgot him for 2 long years. Not until Pharaoh himself needed someone to interpret a troubling dream did the man mention Joseph. And we just read that in Genesis 39:40. This is an overview because we're about to leave the book of Genesis on today. And then as we continue, it says, at the right time, God reversed Joseph's adversity. After Joseph correctly interpreted the dream, Pharaoh put him in charge of the nation's harvest. Later, Joseph used his new authority as prime minister to help his family through a severe famine. After Jacob's death, Joseph's brothers feared that he might try to pay them back. But Joseph said to them, do not be afraid, for I am I in the place of God? Can I say that again? Do not be afraid, am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people. Woo, hallelujah. In looking back over his life, even the dark and painful events, Joseph realized that God had been in charge all the time. Nothing had happened to him apart from God's will and divine plan. In the same way, when you belong to the Lord in adversity, you may experience remain subject to the Lord's power. Any adversity, remember this, any adversity I might be experiencing right now, whatever it is, you may experience remain subject to the Lord's power. and grace. He never stops being in charge of your life. He never loses authority over you or over the circumstances that affect you. God is always in control. Hallelujah. Therefore, you must realize that on occasion, the Lord permits adversity to enter your life. He uses adversity to fulfill his purposes in you and through you. Can the church say amen this morning? In Psalms 14 and 1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The devil is a lie. Our society has a lot of practical atheists. Come on now. Then it does self-proclaimed atheists. A practical atheist acts as though God does not exist. Whatever he or she may proclaim to believe, both views of God are foolish and self-destructive. Okay, go on. Keep believing that there's no God. But when you have to stand before him, you'll know that there is. And it'll be too late to change your mind. I just say that out there, throwing it in the wind. Get to know Jesus and know there is a God. And he is in charge of everything. Matthew 16 and 4, no sign shall be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. Once before, Jesus had spoken of the sign of the prophet Jonah. As Jonah had spent 3 days in the belly of the great fish, so Jesus would spend 3 days in the heart of the earth before his resurrection. Hallelujah. But he rose, didn't he? Yes, he did. And he sits with the Father on his right side, hallelujah, interceding for us, for he is God the Son, hallelujah. Matthew 16 and 15, who do you say that I am? Jesus has no interest in dispassionate hypothetical views regarding his person and work. He wants to know what you think about him. Who do you say that he is? Who do you say that he is? Think that through. Are you walking in your work that you are called to do? If you are called to evangelize, you evangelize. If you're called to preach, you preach. If you're called to start a ministry, you start that ministry. If you're called to pastor and shepherd, you pastor and shepherd. If you're called to be apostle, there was only 12. Come on down. There was 12 that Jesus called. Be careful of titles that you give yourself and read the word of God. What does God say? He calls us to do. We are all called to build the kingdom. We're all called to build the kingdom. Are you a prophetess or prophet? Are you an elder? What is your job? What do you do for the Lord? And whatever it is, do you do it with a heart that's ready to serve? Or do you do it begrudgingly? Ugh, I gotta get up. No. You do it with a pep in your step and a praise in your heart, lifting up the name of Jesus. Matthew 16 and 23, get behind me, Satan. Only Jesus can say that. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. The gentle Jesus could be very stern when he had to be. He knows when to show us compassion, and he knows when we need correction or rebuke. He always gives us what we need, not necessarily what we want. Have a blessed day, family. That is a word today. Before we get out of here, a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. This morning, if there's anyone that has a word, then this is the time to raise your hand by pushing the number 1 on your phone. And a word from our sister in Christ this morning. It's this good morning. Once you stop adding up all your problems, you'll be able to start counting all your blessings. Have a terrific Tuesday. And that is a word by itself. Not today, Satan. I'm not talking problems. I am talking my blessings because I know who's in charge of my life. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for this word this morning. Thank you, Lord, for lifting up your children and allowing us to hear your word. For you are in charge of everything, Father. And we give ourselves away today, Father, for you to use us. Hallelujah. For your glory. Hallelujah. A word from our sister in Christ. Good morning, evangelist. A woman called by God.
Yes, God.
What did God give you this morning?
That we need to be more humble before him as every step, every breath, and everything we do. Yes, adversity comes, but who will you call upon? Will you call upon the name of Jesus, or will you justify? He says, call upon my name, for I am worthy to be praised.
Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, and that is a word. Ah, thank you, Jesus. We thank God for this day that he has made. We are rejoicing in it.
Yes.
We will give God the praise. Hallelujah. But we know, as Jesus said, as surely I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. And we know, but he also told us, for the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each, not all together. He will reward each according to his works. Mama can't go before Jesus for you. Daddy can't go before Jesus for you. Grandma can't go before Jesus for you. You got to go for yourself. And what have you done for the kingdom? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this word. It was a rich word. We thank God for our book of Genesis that we just finished this morning. On tomorrow, God willing, we will be in starting a new book. We will be in Exodus. Woo! And it is rich. It is rich. Can I say it again? Exodus is rich. It is a rich word from the Lord because it gives us our foundation. It gives us a doctrine foundation. Not doctrine as the divisive, but how do we have, how do we act, what do we, how do we do things? It gives us our foundation. So be ready, because we know our foundation is Jesus Christ. But Jesus said, I did not come to change the law. Did he not say that? We're going to find out what the laws are and the statutes that came from God. From the I Am, from the Father, from the Son, and from the Holy Spirit, we will know who's in charge. Hallelujah. Thank God today. Thank God for each of you. And as always, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, amen. Say, put that finger up and say, not today. Not today. For I am a child, the Most High God. My daddy is in charge. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day, family. As Jesus said, it's time to go to work, y'all. So let's go to work. And who do we work for? We work for the Lord. Have a blessed day. It's a wrap.